sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.
I grew up in the time when the Oilers moved to Tennessee, and we didn't have a football team. And so I watched the draft one year, and it was the year that the Eagles took McNabb second. And, you know, I started like following him. And then as I was following him, I started following the team, and I just became like a big time Eagles fan. I got a bunch of Eagles stuff at home. So when I got the phone call on draft day, it was like a dream come true. Well, I really wanted to go to Kansas State because that was like my first letter. So I was, pumped. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to go to Kansas State now. More coaches started coming to spring practice, and then I had all these letters, like three shoeboxes full, and called my mom. I was like, hey, I think I'm going to commit to Oklahoma today. And she's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. So I called up the coach and told him I was coming, and then ended up at Oklahoma and had a great time there and won a lot of ball games. My mom, she stayed on me because, I didn't play a lot of sports until I got to high school, so. She was always, sports will be there, but if you get an education, no one can ever take that from you. And, I graduated college and got my degree, so, after football is long and done, I'll have that piece of paper to fall back on. I remember it like it happened yesterday. It was February 12th, and it was a Friday, and, I had finished workouts for the day. And my cousin called and was like, hey, the doctor called and said, your mom's, she's not doing well, and medical condition took a turn for the worst last night. Because, it wasn't the first time it happened. And, it happened once and she bounced out of it. So I was like, okay. Then my cousin called me back and was like, hey, it's real serious. I'm going to have the doctor call you. So the doctor called. And the doctor was like, yeah, your mom, her blood pressure just collapsed overnight. And she's already said that if she were to go under, she doesn't want to be resuscitated. So I was like, all right. So I called my aunt and I called my my best friend's dad, who I live with now, the McVaneys, and I was like, hey, the doctors called and said my mom, her condition is doing worse. Can you just go drive over and check on her? And he's like, yeah, I'll do that. And then he got to the hospital. He called me back about 30 minutes later and was like, hey, it's not looking good. You need to get home now. So I booked a flight, of all days, for a flight to get delayed. My flight to Houston got delayed, so I was just like, in the middle of the airport, my friend's dad called back and was like, hey, she didn't make it. I mean, it didn't sit in on you because, when somebody tells you something you don't want to hear, you're just like, no, I'm not going to accept that. It's something that I hope, no kid should ever have to do, especially I was 20 years old, and then all of a sudden I had all these responsibilities, that no 20-year-old kid has been fit for, especially someone playing busy with college and stuff. So when stuff like that happens, football takes a back seat. So I was just like, do I even really want to play football anymore? And, I was just kind of going through the motions of the workouts. And then there was a point where, I was just sitting down feeling sorry for myself. And I was just like, my mom would be more mad at me for sitting around and, letting my grades and my, athletic life come to the point that it's at now, knowing how bad I wanted to play football as a kid and, how important education is. So, I had a heart-to-heart with myself, and I got my stuff back on track and, pulled my grades back up and caught back up in school. And, I graduated, so I'm just trying to make her happy. Over my last, 2.5 years there, you see more teams come by, and they're out at practice, and, they're watching you, the scouts are watching you with the notepads, and, writing down everything you do, and I'm just like, hey, maybe I got a real shot at this thing. And, just did everything I could on and off the field to put myself in a position to have the opportunity that I have now. And that's to play for, childhood favorite team. That's the Eagles.
Sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called. And it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback. And so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.